And before he started to eat the bread, he spoke out. And he spoke out saying, give him a piece of bread. Give him a piece of bread. This is not called a hefsek. You don't have to make another bracha. Trashi til baruch, habotseya. Somebody cut the bread and made a moitzi ready. Kaidim shetom in a proof. Before he ate from the bread. Botsim imenu v'hoishet lemishet. So he passed it along. The omelet, he told him, tell me proof of bracha. Take from the proof of the piece of bread that I made a bracha on. Even though he spoke out before he ate the bread, he doesn't have to make a mercy over again. Even though Stam, if you talk, we'll soon see, not for the reason of eating, but you talk out something else. It's called a hefstick, and you have to make the mercy over again. While you're putting on tefillin shoryad, you talk out, the tefillin shorosh, you have to make another bracha on tefillin shorosh. And so any time you took out, when you did the bracha, before you ate or did the mitzvah, you have to make the bracha over again. So Torah Sheyach Ticha, but this talking out of telling the person, take the piece of bread of the bracha, is Tzarech Bracha Lemitzvah. This is called the talking out, what's in the day to the bracha, it's an Indian bracha, it's not called a hefsek. So tomorrow, Abba, Havei Melech, Havei Liftan, Tzarech Bracha. But if he says, bring salt or bring lifton, some other thing you dip the bread into, then you do have to make a bracha. That's called a hefsek already. Trashevia melech, that's next one. Right, the Rabbi Yechon and Nama know. Afilavia melech, even if you talk out, as after you made the moitzi, before you ate the bread, you spoke out and you said, please bring me salt, or else hevia lifton, bring me the lifton, nami ain't circle bracha. Also, you don't have to make a bracha. Why? Because also, that's minyan asuda. Well, since the place was, you're supposed to have melech on the table, like the, after you make the moitzi, dip the bread into the salt. So if you don't have the salt, you're allowed to ask, bring the salt. Trashi avei melech nami yen tzarech lebaruch. Shav zu tzarech brocho. Shetei prusa shav brocho necheles betam. That the prusa should be eaten betam. As an Indian, when you make the moitzi on this piece of bread, it should be a betam dik, a piece of bread. So I'm all that needed salt to make a betam dik. Well, since the man is there, well, since the gemara, the our bread is geshmak, you don't need salt to make it betam. But if you have bread, doesn't have much of a taste, so the Indian first put the salt on it to make it betam, and then make the moitzi. So therefore, we ask to bring the salt, that's not called a hefsek. Weiter. Gevil l'tura, somebody says, give my ox to eat, give the food to my ox, sorrow the work, that's yet called a hefsek, and you have to make a bracha. You made a moitzi lechem, and then you realize you didn't give your ox to eat yet, and you say to the guy, give the ox to eat, you have to make another bracha. Even if before you ate, you said, first give my ox to eat, that's called minyan asudu. Why? The Amar of Yehudu Amar Rav, also liyodom sheyoychal kodim shiitim aichlo b'hemtoi. If you have a behemoth in your house, you're not allowed to eat first before you give the behemoth to eat. Shenem of an osati eisa besodachol b'hemtechon, for hodav yechal to the sabotum.
So since you're supposed to give your animals to eat first before yourself, therefore it's not called hefsek, you've got to talk out to give the animals before you eat.
When you sit down to make the moitzi, you shouldn't make the moitzi until you have salt in front of everybody, or else it's reachable for everybody to use the salt. But that's Mikra Adim. After you make the moitzi, you're supposed to dip the bread into salt. Rava Bar Shmuel Ikloy Levei Resh Kalusa. Rava Bar Shmuel once went to Resh Kalusa. Afak Lerifta, they gave him bread to eat. Ubotzal Hedja. And he ate it right away. He said, didn't wait for no salt. He didn't dip it into no salt. He ate it right away. Omulay Satamidim asked him, Hoda Ma Mishmaita, you chayzik what you said before, you just said that you're not supposed to make a moitzi until you first dip it into salt. Or Malahu, less dain tzarech b'sheish. Hey, this bread here is very geshmak, the bread doesn't need anything. But since the bread I got for the Resh Kalusa, geshmak of bread, I don't have to put salt into it. The Pasha meant it was made b'tam, it has tam into the bread, into the challah, so you don't have to have salt. Shrashi b'sheish m'zikud k'may b'sheish rech u'klema, pas ne'ti huzu, this is a nice bread. V'yen tzrich liftin, this doesn't need liftin. So kundal this gemara, our breads right now also should not have to have suul. Although all breads we have, it has gishmak atam, it tastes very good, but no one needs to have suul. But Toys speaks out the bottom of the top Toys says, the onu, the middle of Toys, the onu ain't onu regilum lohavi ala shulchan loy merech lo liftin. Us, we don't have to have any more salt to lift on, mishum depasha lonu choshes. Our bread reading is gishmak of bread. For Rehu ki hod the yam of the stomach, like the Gemara said later, less than sarf v'sheish. This gishmak of bread doesn't need salt. Meals of tastes, Reb Menachem, while you're medagdik moid, lohavi melech ala shulchan. So the Indian are called upon him to have salt on the shulchan. Even though Niku, you don't have to dip your bread into the salt, salt should be on the shulchan. Because he said the medrash, there's a medrash that says, "Kishay Yisrael Yeshvin ala shulchan when the Yidna sitting on the shulchan, or mamtinim ze achiyit liyadeim." They're waiting for one another to wash their hands. The hand below mitzvahs are not doing any mitzvahs right now. They can't talk. As most of them wash their hands and they're waiting for everybody to sit down, and they can't talk. They can't learn now. They're without mitzvahs. Is our sot in the country? The sot is mekatri galayin. Or bris melech megalayin. That time the major says, if there's a melech on the table, that's megin. So that's usually the minute they leave salt on the table. The halach that's brought down another time is because our shulchan is named to the mizbeach. And mizbeach is supposed to have salt. So if our shulchan should at least have salt on the table. At the same time, in your melech is, that's megin. So the megin for this kitchery, the sun should be mekatri. So mikra, then you don't have to dip the bread into the salt. Even though the Raman Hagin, some people do dip it in. The minute to dip it in. The Ikra didn't hide, you don't have to dip it into the salt anymore, but there's an Indian to have the salt on the bread, on the table. Right. Viyama Ryama Rava Bashmir, Mishum Rabihiya, Ain Meiraglayim Kolum. Person's making Meiraglayim, it doesn't end off, or if you mean to tell you an eitzah how to make, El of Yeshiva, only when you're sitting down. Why? Such Rashi. When you're about to finish, you're afraid that the shun splits onto your feet. Therefore, you stop making before the last ones come out. And the most times they used to make right on the floor, so you're afraid it'll splits onto your foot. So you stop before, therefore it's not an eitzah to make standing up, you should make sitting down. But if it's very soft dirt there, that it doesn't spritz back, you're allowed to make. If you have no loft tichurach, what's the eitzah? Yamed u'mokim gvoya, stand on a higher place, v'yashim u'mokim adran, a place going downwards. Yeah, it's not going to spritz back on your feet, so you're not afraid to end off the whole thing. So as I said, we don't have the shadow, we have our bowls, we can end off. Right. V'yomer Rava Bashmu Meshmed Rav Chiya. Acha kol achil oschei echo melech. After all eating, make sure to eat salt. V'acha kol shtu yoschei, after all type of drinking, shesei mayim. Make sure to drink water. V'yata nizik. You won't be hurt for the day. Tanya nami yochi. Acha kol achil oschei echo melech. After all eating, eat salt. V'acha shtu yoschei, shesei mayim. V'yata nizik. Tanya yidach. If you ate a lot of things, you didn't eat salt, and drank a lot, the daytime you're going to have bad odor coming out of your mouth. Or at nighttime, type of a choking. You'll be afraid that you may choke. So the loch is brought down, we don't have to be mastered on this, to eat salt, and drink water, but it says, because most of our food already has salt inside it. And most of our drinks have water inside it. Therefore, we don't have to be marked for today. Mikodin is supposed to have salt and water. Right, it's on the Rabbanon. How makzeh achim lasa b'mayin? If someone makes sure to have a lot of water in his food, really means when you like you have before Joshua, makzeh achim lasa b'mayin. Shoyse mayim har be'achra achim lasa. Because after you ate a lot, you drank a lot of water. Ach achim lasa b'sofa b'mayin. As if in your stomach, the oichel is like swimming in the water. And the Yotzer Basel and Kofa Basel is then, that's a good thing, is aim a bowl of Dechoy in the mind. You won't have any intestines problems, won't have any making problems. The Kama, how much should you drink? Keep it as a big jug. It's a jug for every pot, loaf of bread, that's how much water you should drink. Omer Rav Moriam Rabbi Yechidim. Horogo Ba'adoshim. If you're used to eating Adoshim with lentils, is Achat Ashkoshim Yoim, once in 30 days, Monei Asachim Tech Boisei. That will stop this choking sickness from your house. Once the third day is Gudrashi Mane Asachlo, Shachoili Bo Machmas Otsu Bnei Mayim. He choked because she can't go. You hold in. And his lentils is a good shoshul that makes you go. So you have a once in 3 days is good. But the more I have a kol yoimer, if you take it every day, loy. My timer, the koshle rechapir. Makes a little bit odor in your mouth, you shouldn't take it every day. So they always tell, with these halachas, the Gemara said, doesn't actually apply this man is there. Because there is a shin ratev, it's not mukhuch. What the Gemara says is a refuah, it's still a fool this man is there. Because there is a shin ha-guf, today we have different. So I don't think it's not wrong. Shulchan Aruch has not put down these halakhas here. Amachayim Aloy, my time is on the question of Rechatev. The Yom Rav Mori, Yom Rav Yechinin, Ho Rogo Bechardov, you're used to eating mustard, Achas Ashleishim Yom, once in 30 days, Meneya Chaloy Meteich Boitz, it's a good thing to eat, you'll stop sicknesses from your house. That's a cure, you take mustard every day, that's no good. My time is on the question of Chushab Liba, it's bad for the heart. Take mustard every day, it's no good for the heart. He takes small fish like sardines. It's very good for intestines. You won't come to any sicknesses of the intestines. Makes you healthy and strong and it makes you poor room. It's a good thing to eat. If you want to eat this ketzach, a type of a vegetable, Rashi says, Ksach Rebbe, same Mephoshim, Mila Balaz, Mishamati, Mimzu Yoyim, Shazor Nes, and Beres Yishmael. So some type of a zroim, some type of a bean. Harogo, Beksach, Yerogo, Mimim, Ksach, Eina Boro, Dei Koyiv, Leid, you won't come to any heart problem. Meistvei, Rishim Leilema, Ketzach, Echad Mishishim, Tal Meimovis, if you take Ksach, it's like 160, it's a poison, come on. Cool. So Hayoshel, Mizroch, Lemizrach, Gorme, if you sleep, on the Mizrach side of your girl means with the, where you store up your ktsach, is that a Varosha? So if you're killing yourself, you see that ktsach is no good. No lakasha. Habarechli, habatayme. His tzurech is no good for you, his smell is no good. For the tam is, the geshmak of tam is good for you. And he mother Rav Yimya, he Rav Yimya's mother, afale rifta, she used to bake bread, or mitvakole, she put this ktsach, Ketzach. She used to put this ketzach like dovik, put it near the bread. Today the tam should go into the bread. Or the makal filet. Later she squashed it, she scraped it off. So that the reyach shouldn't come into his mouth. This ketzach, the reyach is no good, but the tam is yogurt. Trash in the mizrocha gorme shal ketzach. She ruach malodis, ruach leicha, or metanemesi, or machnesis, or reyach potecha guf. It brings the reyach, the smell into your guf. Hab reyach, the taima, the reyach kosher. Smelling this vegetable, this bean is no good. If you are tam toy, but the taste is very good for you. Magdalene's mother used to be Magdalene Rifter. She used to like attach it to the bread. As you call it a tam toy, the tam went into the bread. Then a makalfilet, the shulah reich. Then she would scrape it off so that the reich shouldn't come into it. But if you do run a burr, you show you. And the mishnah of Yudha said you don't make a burr free adomo. Well, it depends on zroyin you made burr, meaning zroyin. On the show you make burr, meaning the show you. Only Rab Zayin with him, Rab Chanina, but proper ain't a look of Yudha. We don't talk to a good Yudha, on all type of vegetables and beans, we only make a bird for your dumb. V'yomar Rab Zayin, V'yitayma, Rabbi Chanina, but proper. My time of Rab Yudha, what's our call from Rab Yehuda Shita? He says you have to make a special bracha for the Shoyim and for Zroyim. Or my Kruana Post, he says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. You have to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu bracha every day. But you know, Ribi Yoim of Orchinoi Soy, you only make a bracha by day of a live day of Orchinoi Soy. His Masha Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, only at day time you have to bend, give a bracha, not at night time. Elo, the Psham the Postik is, what's the Ribu Haloshim Yoim Yoim, Loim Aloch. Kol Yoim Yoim, every single day, Tain Lo Meim Bechaisab. Give him a bracha of name of all different things he deserves. Now give him a lot of different type of brachas. Talk of you, the riff of eat the royin, make vermin as royin. If you eat the shoyin, make vermin as the shoyin. There's all different types of vegetables that have different types of brachas. Hokinami kol min or min, tailor main bechosin. Every different type of a vegetable, make a different type of bracha for him. That's a view. The sheet of, we don't pass like that. We pass when you make your thumb, a burp your dumb. The Yom Rab Zayin Rav Tamer Rabbi Chinen Abba Papa. Bo over raw, come and see. Shle Kimidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, Midas Bosvadam, not the way we are. Midas Bosvadam, the way we understand things, is Kli Reka and Machzik. If you have an empty Kli, you can put something into it and it'll hold it or retain it. Mole ain't a Machzik. If you have a Kli Mole, a full Kli, you can't fill it up. It's not Machzik, it'll overflow. Abla Kodesh Baruch Hu ain't a king. Mole Masik. It means a person, the Talmud Chacham, that learned a lot, the more you learn, the more it goes in and you keep it. Vashen ken reken, if you didn't learn anything yet, is ain't a Masik, you don't hold it, you don't know anything. Shinam Abba Yemer, Im Shemoya Tishma. If you listen to me, what does that mean? Im Shemoya Tishma. If you listen to me, it'll be good. V'yam Lava Tishma. If not, you're not going to hear. If you listen to the old things that you learned already, tishma b'chodesh, you'll be able to hear new things. The yisna levavchob, if you're going to turn your heart away, shuvla tishma, you're not going to hear anything more. So by learning faket, the more and more you learn, the more and more you get. That's not kemidas b'otzabadon. Trashi, im shemoya, pam achas, soifach shetito oizu pam achers. If you listen one time, you'll hear it again a second time. In Tishma B'yoshin, Shishonis V'shalashto, Mash Shemat Nishtakim, if you chazer over two and three times, then you'll be able to hear new things. So the more you learn, the more you know. Right, the Zot Mishnah. Beirach al Peres Ilum. If you make a bracha on Peres Ilum, which should be a Borer Pri Eitz. You made a mistake and you said a Borer Pri Adoma is Yotza. If you make a Borer Pri Adoma on an apple, but you have a Yotza. Vashen can be al Peres Oretz. If you take a vegetable and you make a Borer Pri Eitz, is lo yotza, because that's a sheker. This pre-adoma, this potato, did not come out of an eitz, so it's a sheker, you're not yotza. But showing them the opposite way, if you take an apple to make a bor pre-adoma, even though the apple came out of the tree, but the tree came out of the adoma, so it's not a sheker, you can make a bor pre-adoma with the yevet. The akunam zotimish nimoma shakul yedvar is yotza. But the yevet, if anything you may a shakul, you are yotza. Even within gemara, even bread and yayin, but the yevet, you're also yotza. So the more mantan, who's the time of our Mishnah, the yikra ilan arya, that the yikra of a tree is the ground that it grows from. And therefore, if you make a bor pri adoma on an apple, you're yaitza, of course an apple is also considered coming out of the adoma. Amu Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Rav Yudi, it goes according to Rav Yudah. Bitanan, yodish hamayim, if the mayim you had a field, the shalom by kikurim. The kikurim, usually you have a nice field, you grow the fruits. You have to take the fruits and bring it to your shlayim, and you gave it away, you like thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave you the oretz that grows these fruits. Now what about in your land, Yavash Shemayin, the well that gave the water dried up, or else for Niktas Ilun, your tree has got chopped down, is maybe, still you have to bring the fruits, bring Bikurim, V'yena Kureya. But you can't be Kureya thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land, because it's not Kosh land anymore. Hey, see, Yol Tanakamo, the Ikur of the land is a tree. If the tree got cut down, it's not called to have land. I can't find a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, no, maybe the Kodesh. You could still bring the Bikurim and be Kodesh, give thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? Even though you don't have the tree, but the Ikur of the fruit is the Adam, and the Adam you still have, you can still be Kodesh. So what then, if you make a Baruch Pri Adam on an apple, you yate it because the Ikur of the apple that came from the Adam. So Rashi, Yodish, Rashi, the Ikur Ilan Ayihi, the Ikur called that Paris the Oritz, we are killed godly men, grows out of the ground. Yove Shemayim Nik Silo, for you were Beis HaShachun, you had an orchard, or boy mine, and there you had a mine, or you had a well. Shul Mashkeil, you got water from it. The menu, the cuts up, because we cut off the Bikurim, the menu. The Yavakach Yove Shemayim, then the well dried up. The Chayin Sod Ilan, the cuts up, Bikurim, menu, that cut Nik Silo, then the tree got chopped down. It is made of any Korea. Why Tanakamo Shane Yochol Lena Minadoma Shinafatuli? I can't thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you for the land you gave me. Why the Chiv and the Yavash Shemayim Nik Zilon, since the well or the tree got chopped down in Menu, brought the La Arya. There's not Chash of this ground anymore. There's a Chiv, so the ground is what grows out of it. So I don't have the tree anymore, the ground is not worth anything. If you don't know, maybe the Kairah, Sheor it's the Yikr. He holds the Yikr, Shema Chalamol is the ground, and the ground you still have. Even though the tree got chopped down, still you can make a bracha on the and you give a shvach to Bikurim. Well, then if you make a bor pri adam on an apple, you also eat. Right. Al peiros oretz do faket. If you make a bor pri eitz on a vegetable, you're not yotze. Because it's a sheker. For the more pshita, obviously it's a sheker. What's the harder mean to say you be yotze? It's a sheker. on Rav Nachman Yitzchok Nitzchel Rav Yehuda. A goes to Rav Yehuda Shita Diyoma Chita Min Ilanin. He holds Chita wheat has a shame tree to it. So the Havim, if you make a boy create, then on Chita at least, you should be Yitzchok, Kamash, but still you're not Yitzchok. The Tanya, Ilan Shachim and Adam Rishon. What was the first tree that Eitz Hadas that Adam Rishon ate from? What tree was it? We had Meiyoy Megetim Hoy. It was a grapes. Shein Mechad Davish Maybe Lola Lodem El Yain. What may she look at Shikha or Drashi Shum Meyavi Lola Mijim? The Zehavi Misa. It brings Misa point like Shikha. That's Yain. Shinema by Yoshis Mina Yain by Yishka. Him Shikha. We have Nachmanah Matena. It was a fig tree. What's the raya? Shebadabish and it's calculable by Nitkanu. The same tree that he made the chet was that what fixed him up later. Shenema Bayisru Aleitena. That how he get his begodim, they're made from the leaves of a fig tree. So since it was a fig tree that gave him the leaves to make the begodim, try that with the chet was done from that also. The abutu in the chita is to know Adam Rishon ate wheat. That was eight sadat, it was a wheat. Sheina tidnik yadea liquid avavimo achitim tam bogin. Again, like the Dogen, that's the first Choshev of food yeet, the mashma gives you some das. So since the Torah called it Eitz Hadas, Sarai was wheat. That was the Eitz Hadas. So Mela, Tzalk, with Baruch HaChamina, Hoyov Yom Rav Yehuda, Chita Min Ilan Hi, Levorach Alei, Baruch Yehuda, since wheat has the same tree, and it was called the Eitz Hadas, you can make a Baruch Yehuda on it, Kamashma, or no? If you make a Baruch Yehuda, you're not Yehuda. Why? Heicha, Mavorach, and Baruch Yehuda. When do we make a Baruch Yehuda? What's called the tree? That we say the Peris, the fruit of this tree, has the same create. Hecha the shish chatmas lema peri. Even if like an apple tree, if you pull off the apple, isa the gabza. The branch of the tree is there the whole year round. The branches on the tree stay there. So hold them up. Next year, the same branch gives off Peris again. That's called the tree that you make a bird create. Aval hecha the shish chatmas lema peri. But in the case, if you pull off the fruit.